Books on Tape presents The Darkest Jungle, the true story of the Darien Expedition and America's ill-fated race to connect the seas, by Todd Balf. Read by Scott Brick. Prologue. March 9th, 1854. Isthmus of Panama. In the steamy, late-afternoon heat, the long dugout canoes ascended the tapering jungle river. For hours, the native boatmen paddled a zigzagging course, idling near the steeply undercut, green-walled banks to listen and look. As they prepared to turn back, they glimpsed something. A strangely shaped piece of river debris, some knot of dark logs worked free by the tenacious outgoing tide. Their paddles stilled. It was a raft. Two skeletal, corpse-white figures aboard, one crouching. His wild blue eyes were sunk deep into cavernous sockets, a beard piling down. He wore a wide-brimmed hat, a torn blue flannel shirt, and a single leather moccasin, the ragged remains of a uniform. His skin, tight on bone in some places and flapping emptily in others, was a hieroglyph of rashes, boils, and insect bites. The man's companion, a young seaman, was stretched out and listless, as though he had already let go. On the sodden deck between the two lay a handful of gnawed-over palm nuts. As the boatman pulled closer, the blue-eyed man jerked himself up and stared hard at them, as if he couldn't comprehend what was taking place. His voice low and cracking, he sternly hailed them to stand off. Then it became clear. His rescuers. For a moment he was oddly conscious of everything, he later remembered. He raised his hand and with difficulty laid two fingers on his opposite wrist like a doctor to that of a sickly patient. He thought he might feel a fatal spike in his pulse and know, at least for a comforting instant, that it was the shock of being found.